now.
Pray to Mary.
It's a sin.
Don't doubt her.
Not to witness this in theaters.
This is the work of the devil.
Do you hear the voice?
Shh. The Unholy. Rated PG-13. Now playing in theaters.
Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Oh, hey, fellas.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Welcome to episode 300.5.
Yeah.
This is Jorge.
This is Matt.
Sticks out, gentlemen. This is Rhett. You got to take that out or what?
No, that can stand. Yeah. And back
how
for
long
a
does it have to be out for?
Second time, Jacob Denton is in the house.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Being the mediator slash carer for this event.
Keeper on the rails.
Yeah. So we talked about the top 64 or the seeded 64. Is that what they call it? How do they call it in sports ball? Sports ball.
I don't know. It's not the sweet 64.
March Madness?
Yeah, there you go.
This is part B of the
Sexy 64.
Sexy 64.
March Radness.
Where do we end up? Should we just go through the whole list or should we just get into it?
We could do some highlights. I mean, there's a couple of upsets.
Let's talk about the upsets. Good call.
What has the public at large deemed as upsets already?
Okay, well, I think the biggest one was a lot of people were pushing for Green Room.
Yeah,
and Green Room did get taken out by
something dumb, right?
No, it was Ready or Not.
It was Ready or Not. Yeah,
I mean, yeah, Ready or Not was hella good. It was hella. I can't be mad. I mean, yes, I can be mad, and I am mad, but
you shouldn't be.
At least it's
I can still see why he's
at
mad.
At least it's a good movie, and at least it's a movie I like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Depending what Green Room went up against, my gripes would be what I said. Like, it, even if it made it to the next round.
It was close. It was close for me.
Yeah, there were some close ones. And then the other, I think, big upset to highlight is probably the, what was it? Don't Breathe versus Mandy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah, well, you guys, just because you're the good majority of three,
the right
it was a definite upset.
Well, now you know how I feel about Green Room, so you can whole dick.
No, I don't, because Don't Breathe is not fucking Ready or Not.
Don't
and
speak.
Green Room is not Mandy, so I don't know how you feel, and you don't know how I feel.
I know.
It's the thing about these brackets, because then you want to compare it to the other ones, and then you're like, is it actually better than this film, you know?
Yeah, right. No, just different. I can't. I'm not even really excited about what's going to happen, because I have no idea.
I'm really excited.
Yeah. Are you guys looking at him?
No,
I want to be. I'm
holding it here.
But I want to be surprised.
Another like surprise, I'd say. Even though they have been, you know, the batteries, a movie you guys did way back. Was it your first episode?
First and 70th.
And so it's almost like you're doing that just out of like, you know, sentiment.
Not
something
at all.
Right. But because it beat Terrifier, which you think is like the best movie of all time.
You're just like my wife, where you put
my
these,
wife,
like, you take these thoughts that you've thought and put them on me, where it's like, you think Terrifier is the best movie? I'm like, no, I don't.
So
it's
you want to, you, what you're saying cool, is you want to bone me. I
it's
get
a cool
it. I
movie.
I'm just like your wife.
I think, like, you know, no, I think all the right. Battery
also,
is
another
a better
thing,
movie.
Another surprise was later on when you guys conceded that the Babadook was better than the Battery.
That's not true.
Right? When you guys
not true.
Admitted
Did we
that.
Say that?
That's not true. Yeah. And anybody well,
who's yeah, check
anybody,
the tapes. Check
and
the tapes.
Actually,
it was metagaming.
And anybody who actually says that, like, if you're on Patreon, please cancel your subscription. I don't want you.
And when he says that, he's speaking in oxy. He's speaking backwards. Because he's saying, like, Babadook's fucking badass.
Specifically.
You know how sarcastic Jorge can be.
Specifically, NoCal Mike. Out.
Yeah, Northern gone. California Michelangelo.
Gone.
Northern California Michelangelo, please just cancel your shit.
Kick rocks and flip-flops. Take your Babadook bullshit
out of here.
Get
real.
And www.goon.get.
I'm surprised anybody that has kids has like any inkling of liking to that movie, because like, just look in the back of your own fucking car. There they are. There they are. And then we've got our own anxiety. We've got our own fucking fuck off.
I'll say too, one of the more embarrassing ones, and you guys aren't embarrassed, but I am for you, is taking of Deborah Logan beating Raw. Like that is
that's good.
Yeah, that's fucking good. Embarrassing.
No, the right kid like, died.
Yeah, you're the right kid. Embarrassment, and you should feel
the right
feel
kid. Like shit. The right kid hella died. The right kid hit the fucking telephone pole.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And
in fact, you should be embarrassed for yourself.
Oh, yeah. You can't do that now. I already said it.
You know what? And we're in the majority. And I am embarrassed. We win. You should feel embarrassed for yourself.
Get out of here.
In your face.
That's how this works. It's a triangle.
All right. Well, let's get to it before we waste too much more time. What's first up, Jacobo?
All right. So round two.
Oh, my God.
We are looking at Tigers Are Not Afraid versus Suspiria remake.
This is easy.
This one for is me. Easy.
Tigers Are Not Afraid.
I agree.
I know you do. I don't. I'd say Suspiria is better than
Tigers. Well, because you're wrong.
What metric are you
cinematography, acting, ambition, filmmaking?
Yeah, but see I score. See, views. I agree with you, but I also don't think it's the winner.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But that's my metric. Those metrics.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Overpower the social conscience of Tigers Are Not Afraid to me.
He likes the scene.
And we'll see if that chick makes another good movie ever. Okay. We'll see about that.
Why is that? I'm just kidding. You like the scene where they're tugging on the D, the old ladies.
Exactly. They don't got shit like that in Tigers Are Not Afraid. Should be called Dicks Are Not Afraid. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they did shoot a kid, though.
They did shoot a kid. And that usually gives us extra points.
That's yeah, not for Possessor. Yeah. It didn't. Both of you motherfuckers didn't give extra points for Possessor for that. And it shot a kid nice and good.
That's true.
Real good. Yeah. Probably the best kid shooting of the last couple years.
That's not true.
I don't know. Kid shooting. That kid shooting in Breaking Bad.
In fact, we should probably have subcategories.
Top 10 kid shootings. Let's go.
Top 10 kids death. That would be a great episode.
Put a pin in that. We'll do that.
See, that's what we should do for themes. You're right. Subcategories.
Yeah.
Like subgenres, like post-punk.
I'm hella down.
Uwe Boll's Postal. There's like a kid who had like squibs all over.
It's a good thing. Tigers Are Not Afraid won.
Yes.
Right?
It do.
Yeah.
It do be winning.
Boop. All right. Done.
Cool. All
He's
right.
Doing now, it automatically.
I'm going to do better at moderating because
I had my phone open.
I was trying to stick to a 2-minute rule and
we went over on that
I
one.
Was conflicted because I was like, let's keep it on track. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to deprive those listeners of some really good content.
I do think because we've gone through all the other films already. This will be naturally
faster. I think so, yeah.
But if we get around 2 minutes, just give us a little...
I like it. I like it.
Okay,
Remember that story, dude?
He's
so... This is a high school
That meme. Was a good story, man. That was like a fucking old school high school meme.
It's a story you tell people and they don't really get it.
So there was this girl in high school. I'll tell it.
You tell it because you can do it.
Is it a bad story?
I think it's
not a good story.
Maybe we keep it on the rails then.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, we'll move it on.
Oh,
Scotty.
Keep it in the bag.
He wasn't part of the story, so he's like, let's move on.
Yeah. That's
cool. I'm like, who is this going to be funny to?
All right.
Well, you're a malignant narcissist, so not you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's good. It's good.
I was kidding.
Got him. He looks
mad. All right, next up we got.
I mean, like, I might be diagnosed with it. So
we have.
I'll see the report soon enough.
Kill List versus Revenge.
I'm gonna go Kill List. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's hard. I don't think you should be sorry.
Oh, going Kill List.
Fuck. I gotta go with Kill List.
Yeah. It's strong stuff.
Like,
and not to say that Revenge isn't like a contender.
But love Revenge.
But dude, Kill List was one of the biggest surprises that I've had.
Agreed, 100%.
Cinema wise, in a long fucking time,
and. I just
not in front of me, mates.
Seeing this matchup,
it's like Idols on film.
I think this has a chance to go to the finals. I think Kill List could end up in the finals,
which is bizarre because it's a relatively like under the radar film.
It's dope as fuck.
It's funny because like I first heard about it on one of those lists where it was like X amount of fucked up movies you should watch or whatever.
It's on all those lists, yeah.
But then I keep seeing it on other types of lists and it's always spoken very highly of and it's always different types of lists. So it makes sense because there's a little bit for everybody in that.
Yeah, highly enjoy that movie. It edges out. It edges out Revenge only slightly.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we got Battery versus Starry Eyes.
Starry Eyes.
Fuck. Yeah.
What are we doing here? What are
sorry, we doing Starry here? Eyes, man. I'm sorry. I'm
yeah, sorry, eyes. Starry Eyes. Sorry, Starry Eyes. I'm going you hear that? Eyes. It's the battery. It's Let's go.
Starry Eyes.
To the
starry
moon.
Eyes. So let me get this straight. They let it beat Terrifier, but not Starry Eyes.
Yes. No. Yeah.
Like, how?
Do, I don't see. I don't. I didn't really like Terrifier.
What? How does that surprise you, though?
It even here. This is where you and I really, this is where you and I differ. Even if I don't really like Terrifier, it's a near perfect slasher film.
I
Okay, but that
doesn't matter. It's better at what it does.
But that's a near perfect. You're like, oh, I didn't enjoy it.
The thing that I'm going to tell you is that even though it is an almost perfect slasher film, I don't care.
I know you don't. So that's why I said where so you that, and so I that. Differ. So this is that's
so
you.
That's what I'm saying. I is when care. I'm saying that we differ, is that's what I mean.
Exactly. Yeah, I differ that I do care that it's a near perfect fucking slasher movie.
But like, why wouldn't you just shoot him?
Exactly.
But like, why wouldn't you just shoot him?
Why wouldn't you just like something better than dumb slasher movies?
This is what he does. Apparently I do because I picked the battery over Terrifier.
Why wouldn't you just shoot Boom! Why wouldn't you just shoot the fucking zombies?
Why don't you just shoot the kid?
Exactly.
Shoot the kid.
Wait, have you seen the battery yet?
Bro, no. And it's not. You haven't even seen it, so you don't even know because it's not about the zombies. It's about the struggle.
I don't need to see it.
The human
for Starry
drama.
Eyes to win this round. So,
the
Starry
human
Eyes.
Drama. Yeah, no. Yeah. Starry Eyes is way better.
Starry Eyes yeets fucking the battery, unfortunately.
Starry Eyes is way better. And especially after having watched it recently.
And that's not to say that the battery is bad. I think Starry Eyes is just so much. It flaps its big old fucking dick. Yeah.
You know
all
what?
Over the place.
I think my campaign is working. By
it's not because it's a better movie.
By the time Terrifier 2 comes out, you guys are already like deflated all of its fucking hype. I love it. That's good.
Guys?
Who's hyping it? You are literally the only one of us.
Exactly. So I'm the one defending Terrifier. So by the time it comes out,
what you want
you'll
us talk
shit
about
it.
Yeah,
wait, you'll talk shit about your baby that you nursed and you brought.
Who are you
to,
talking to?
I'm talking to him
specifically,
and you.
I didn't like that movie.
It's metagaming.
Okay, whatever. Continuing.
You keep saying that word, but I don't think you know what
it
means.
He goes. Red's like, yes, metagaming, and it's like you have no idea what that means, do you? You ever played StarCraft, nerd?
Oh my god!
I saw someone play it for like 30 minutes. Yeah. It looked pretty fun.
Shit.
If you want to sit there for 12 hours.
Well, it's not that long. It's 45 minutes per game.
But I would sit there for a while in that
fucking
game.
You'll learn Korean, too.
Yeah.
Good.
How's your APM, homie? Not that good.
Not very
60.
Good.
60.
That's very slow.
How's your DD? Oh, shit.
You got to get him about 220 on
How's
that left
DD?
Hand.
Oh, my
God. About 220.
Good?
Oh, my God.
Good.
All right. Next.
All right, next. Oh, this is a good one. The Wailing versus Get Out.
The Wailing.
The Wailing.
Yeah,
really good.
So you was simple.
So you champion Get Out though in the earlier round, right?
I do, and I would champion. Look, I have a hard time with this one because I'm considering cultural significance and all that. Mm-hmm. However, the Wailing. This is a case where the Wailing is just a nearly flawless film to me. Like, and it as a horror film, it's like, especially too. It's been a good decade for the foreign Asian horror films, and I think this is arguably the best.
The best, arguably.
Unless you count something like Parasite, which is more horror adjacent.
Yeah.
You know?
That's real good.
That is real good.
I was honestly thinking about that today. I'm like, why didn't we put Parasite? And I was like, yeah, I get it. It's horror adjacent.
Well, I didn't even put it in my top
2020
five
though, right?
2019.
No. It's 2019?
Yeah. We finished off the decade.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Cool. All right.
Yep. Wailing. That was easy.
All right, Split versus Purge. The Purge.
Split.
I'm going to be controversial on this one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, right.
I'm not really, my heart's not in either of these at this point, but I'd say Split.
Yeah.
The performance.
Yeah.
I mean, the Purge doesn't have any performance. Even
I think.
I mean, Lena Headey was in it.
I think the Purge is far more fun than Split, which doesn't necessarily mean much. But I'm not watching Split. And I'm like, oh, dude, I'm having a good time.
James McAvoy going, rejoice.
Yeah.
That's fucking dope.
That's effective filmmaking, but I'm not having fun really watching
it. I had a lot of fun.
Would they misrepresent
Anya Taylor-Joy having to like piss herself because she thinks she's going to get raped? Yeah, that's not fun. That's not fun at all.
Whatever.
So what are you picking?
I like piss personally. So, you know.
Piss. I'm going with Split.
Okay. I'm going to go Split.
All right.
What were you going to think?
Yes.
It's not going to make it past the next round.
It doesn't make it either way. But I mean, like, yeah, probably Split. I really do like the First Purge, but there's a movie called The First Purge.
I like all of the Purge movies, despite how bad they are. So I only like the first one. So the Purge movies are like
his bread and butter,
purpose built to be like, those are George movies just because they're stupid as fuck, but I'm in.
Yeah. But the series is also dumb as fuck, Split,
but I'm also in.
No.
I'm curious to see how far these PG-13 horror movies go on this bracket.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we got Under the Skin versus Ready or Not.
Under the Skin.
Ready or Not. Under the Skin. You can't hide.
Under the Skin.
I'm going to find
you. It's pretty much up to him.
Not even close.
Ready or Not. Ready or Not, so much better.
Under the Skin.
And it's so much more easily accessible for like a wide group of people. Like,
I really don't care.
Accessibility comes into it?
It's so much more horror than fucking...
No, it's not.
Under the Skin is way more sci-fi. No, it's not. It like appeals to such a niche group of people. And if you're talking about cultural significance, then like
no. Under the Skin is like filmmaking, like fucking Nirvana.
It's Ready or Not.
It's really up to Jorge.
It is, and I agree on every single front in terms of filmmaking and acting and cinematography and just.
Conception.
Yeah.
You could take freaking shots of this movie with no context, like the dude with the fucking the elephant man face walking naked.
Bored by them.
No, walking naked through a field with these lurid fucking lights in the back, and it's like nightmare without the context. And with the context, it doesn't get much better because it's like this is still fucked up. So it's a great fuck.
It is.
I think it's one of, again, like last week I said it, like right now I'm like, There Will Be Blood and Under the Skin are my probably two favorite movies currently of this century.
It's pretty fantastic. And
you want to pick the fun thing. And I love Ready or Not.
Only because I think Ready or Not was so, it had Cabin in the Woods energy to me where I went in sort of like blind to this movie. And was kind of turned on my head in terms of expectations. And I got to go with Ready or Not on this one.
Well, and it looks silly. And we saw the trailer so many times. And we're like, who cares about this fucking hide and seek movie?
I fucking championed Ready or Not immediately. I went there.
You did.
I love the movie. It's just not even close to fucking something like OK Computer. To me, which is fucking
Computer's not like, a movie.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but it's like a fun fucking horror album. I don't necessarily agree with you with like, okay, Under the Skin is like automatically intellectual filmmaking.
It doesn't have to. It's visceral.
But
it's not. It's but really, I think in terms of
like a horror film being effective as a horror film, I think Ready or Not takes the win on this
one.
That's fine.
I don't.
Okay.
Because I didn't get scared in Ready or Not.
Well, neither. I mean, who gets scared about anything ever?
I know you didn't, but why would you? Like, there was some legitimately unsettling imagery and stuff in Under the Skin, and it explored certain things. So, psychologically, you know. Like, for instance, there's that shot of the baby fucking crying out while the waves are coming up, and it's obviously going to be just wait there until it fucking drowns. And it's like, wow, this is pretty good. In fact, it was so effective. Why is it taking them so long to get a fucking shot of a baby about to get drowned to death?
Rhett's like, it's so effective that I kind of want to drown a baby.
Why am I so bored waiting for this fucking baby to drown?
See, that's where I disagree with you, man. Like, here's the thing. I'm on like,
he's already chosen Ready or Not.
I'm on a bridge where like on one side is like a fucking retard, on the other side is a fucking autist. And I'm trying to be like, which fucking side?
He gets to act like he's the reasonable one now.
Yeah.
No, that's the thing. I'm not. I'm in the middle fucking having this anxiety-riddled breakdown. And I'm like, oh, which retard do I go with? And
I feel like you're the deciding factor for a lot of these.
It's both. I want to go both retards.
Go with the retard. This one. Ready or Not.
Yeah, Ready or Not. Sorry.
I was really worried Under the Skin was going to push it to the finals.
I'm glad Under the Skin made it this far.
I agree. Yeah.
Maybe I'll give it a rewatch.
Annihilation will make it farther.
You have to rewatch Under the Skin with the new Matt Smith eyes.
You do. Like, seriously. Since I've known you, your tastes have changed. And that's only been a couple years, dude.
That's true.
Yeah, but that's...
You're the most unpredictable person for me.
You can't watch Under the Skin drunk, dude.
That's still a tall drink of water.
You can.
You can, and it's a fucking mistake. I mean, once I've watched it, I would watch it and get in some dark frame of mind and get drunk, you know? But if it was my first viewing, I'd be like, oh, yeah, it looks really good. I'll watch it when I'm sober. You know what I'm saying? It would be like that. Okay. Anyway, let's move on. Anyway, Under the Skin wins. Gotcha.
Got it.
All right, ready or not to clarify?
Yes.
All right, Midsommar versus Black Swan.
Woo! I recently rewatched Black Swan.
How's it hold up?
It's fucking good. It's great. It's lovely. It's wonderful. Midsommar.
Okay.
it's Midsommar 1,000,000%.
Yeah, Black Swan. I'm going Black Swan.
But why?
I'm not a fan of Midsommar. Like
that's
I said,
not a reason
you never Black were.
Swan. I mean, no, I do like Black Swan. Okay. See, that's the difference. I like one, I don't like the other.
Oh,
I mean,
that's huge. That is a big difference.
I'll concede.
He's got you there.
When it's already been decided and my vote it's essentially decided. Doesn't matter, then I'm going to go with the movie that I like more, and I like Black Swan.
So, besides The Witch, what other A24 movies do you like?
I wanted fucking Green Room to go all the way.
Besides
man.
Green Room and The Witch, is it just those two?
Okay, but besides,
tell me some more because I'm real bad.
You like Ex Machina?
Oh, I love that movie. Okay. That movie was tight as fuck.
Yeah, you haven't seen Moonlight. You haven't seen Minari because they don't only really make.
Wouldn't Ex Machina be on this list?
You mean Moonlight Kingdom?
Moonlight.
I wouldn't consider. It wasn't on there. I wouldn't consider it horror.
Which one?
Ex Machina.
I was thinking about it, but it's
more sci-fi.
It's not.
The horror is literally sci-fi. Yeah,
it has horror elements,
and it's not even till like the very end. It's true. Yeah,
and that's unfortunate. Like I've said, like when you get to genre, like it doesn't matter. Like if the movie's great, you know. But this is one for the sake of the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like Midsommar. Because we could put Avengers Infinity War.
We could.
Because they kill half the universe.
Yeah, they killed. Yeah. That's a higher body count than any Jason movie. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess it's fair to say you don't hate A24. There are some you like then.
There's some that I like.
I think it's just unpredictable.
Dude, he got you. He doesn't hate any fucking film.
I don't hate.
He just talks like he does.
I don't hate A24. Like I just, but when I see something's A24, I'm generally like, okay, I'm probably not gonna
skeptical.
Like this. Yeah.
Yeah. But what is that? What are you basing that on?
The fact that the majority of their movies are very like heady and long and slow.
So I'm in.
So you're in.
You don't like it comes at night. You
didn't. I hated it comes at night.
You're not big on Midsommar.
No.
Right. Yeah, that's two.
I'm not big on Hereditary. I didn't like that Fabric or whatever that movie was called.
Fabric.
Well, I can't remember if it's called Fabric or In Fabric.
I don't know, dude. Is it from Fabric?
Is it from Michael's or some shit?
Oh, you loved fucking Climax.
Was The Lodge A24? I hated that. I hated Climax.
The Lodge wanted to be A24. The Lodge was Hammer Films.
Whoa. Yeah.
That sucked. Crazy. It sucked a huge D.
Incorrect, but
I just don't get it. I don't get it. He's so unpredictable.
You can't tell because he likes Saint Maud.
I got you nailed down. I got you nailed down. Saint but Matt, I'd never good. Know.
I like Saint Maud.
So I'm like, I feel like if we're doing like D&D fucking like, chaotic neutral, obviously. I don't know what this guy is. I don't.
You are not chaotic neutral.
Yes.
He's not.
You're not chaotic neutral.
Yeah. Nah. This guy never played fucking D&D, so he doesn't know what chaotic neutral
I'm
is.
I'm chaotic heroic. I know what the meme is.
That's not, there's no,
I'm chaotic cocksmith.
There's no chaotic heroic.
Okay. Chaotic, what was it? Lawful evil.
Yeah.
Chaotic evil. Oh, chaotic good.
What a fucking normie,
dude. You're a cocksmith.
You're a normie.
You said it yourself. You're a cocksmith. Yeah.
Heroic cocksmith.
You're such a normie, like you actually weren't even doing drugs at like school at lunch. You were like going and playing Dungeons and Dragons.
I was playing magic. Like, thank you should have
been
much.
Snorting Hell coke yeah. and fucking drinking, but you were like playing card games.
Hell yeah.
You're a normie.
Fucking Yu-Gi-Oh.
All right, that was my bad. I didn't mean to go off rails there. All right, next up. So we had Midsommar beat Black Swan.
Song.
All right. Song. Loved Ones versus The Invitation.
Loved Ones.
I was going to be honest. I haven't watched The Invitation since we did that episode. I don't remember a lot of it, but I remember I wasn't a huge fan. Damn. So Loved Ones.
Just in terms of like torture porn horror films, The Loved One.
Third act reveal. Under the floorboard. That's all I'll say. That was fucking so crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably the most charming torture porn film.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's Australian as fuck.
And then it's got that wonderful song, Am I Not Pretty Enough? Do I not suck enough dick?
See, yeah.
Right?
You definitely don't. You need to do it more.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
He told us to prepare the cocks. He's trying. We're just not meeting him halfway.
Meeting.
All right, next up, Bone Tomahawk versus It Follows.
It Follows.
Yeah, It Follows.
I love Bone Tomahawk.
I don't love Bone Tomahawk at all.
I know you don't.
You made that very clear last episode.
I think it's boring as frick.
Until it gets to a certain point.
Until it doesn't. And then we've got like, oh, the fucking...
See, now he's being even meaner than he was last time. It's not consistent.
Oh, the fucking natives are splitting people in half. Cool, dude. Oh, I love it. Oh,
it's not what you said. I'm going to go back to last week and fucking bring him here so he can argue with you yourself right now.
I would love to argue with myself. Dude. That would be great.
I'm gonna say Bone Tomahawk. Just
dope. I'm going to say It Follows.
Yep.
Same.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
It follows. Why It Follows, Rhett? Why?
He's a lost cause, but why? I think it's one of the more iconic horror films of the last 10 years. It was doing things that were kind of aped. I don't want to say aped, but I mean, it was trendsetting with the score. It was trendsetting with the mood. It was trendsetting with the idea. Well, I mean, the idea that it's not a matter of if it kills you, but when. The thing's invisible. It floats from person to person.
It's a snail falling across the ocean, dude.
Do you think that film has staying power? Do you think people are going to remember it like 5-10 years from now?
I do. I rewatched it to answer that too. Like I rewatched it a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And I think it's holding up. It's not just like, oh, this was cool at the beginning of 2010s. Yeah. There's a few moments in there that are very singularly, I don't know, creepy and unsettling. I think it goes a little too far at the end when they have the pool and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah. The boss battle.
Yeah.
It turns into a bit of like an action comedy film at the end. But, you know.
There's there's a lot of weird, almost lore in there. Like the shell phone. And it's like, what time
it's
are they
like,
in?
It's timeless. Dude, that there's no, no parents. That was a it's like Carpenter's, yeah, like some John Carpenter Halloween shit.
Yeah. But a kind of slicker. Like, I don't want to say, I know some people, I don't consider like Carpenter stuff to be very slick. You know what I mean? But this looks very, like the images are very clean and things like that.
Matt apparently had a problem with the shell phone stuff.
Yeah. Remember? Because I was like, what is this fucking Kindle thing that she's on?
Exactly.
Like, what time period are we in? What is going on here?
There's a surrealistic kind of thing that I really enjoyed was that it was sort of timeless, but also very modern at the same time. I wasn't sure
if they were where they think they are. There's a bunch. I mentioned on the show a couple months ago. There's a bunch. You can go down rabbit hole on fucking that movie on Reddit. There's a bunch of theories that they're in limbo. They can't go past a certain point in the town. There's also this undercurrent because it's outside of like an area that was shut down because the industry went down.
Hmm.
Right. It's outside of Detroit and all that. So
that's the world shut down.
Oh, and that's the weirdest thing. And I noticed, and then I immediately started Googling about it to see if I was just tripping, was the adults. They don't show the fucking adults.
Yeah, there's only one adult, and it's that naked lady.
Right.
Old white bitch.
Yeah.
Old white
motherfucking bitch. Fucking hot.
So the reason why they were able to do a lot of in Don't Breathe and also...
It Follows?
It Follows. They were able to do a lot of those scenes because fucking after the housing crash in 2008,
There's a lot of vacant
fucking houses, dilapidated, you know, like these.
And that's great because you can't art design that as well as it. That's so the real shit.
Yeah.
It just looks like human decay and it's like, yeah, that's the aesthetic.
It's automatically eerie. Yeah. Right. For sure.
All right. So next up, it's probably my most excited one because it's a Robert Eggers showdown. Yep. The Witch versus Lighthouse.
Dude, it's no contest.
It's not a contest for me. I
love
Witch.
Both. I mean, yeah, I guess the Witch is
so much better.
I'm going with The Witch, but The Lighthouse is fucking great upon rewatch, and I think in time.
That's what I'm saying. I think if The Lighthouse came out when The Witch came out, both by this time would feel like equally iconic, at least for me.
I think they're both going to stick around well, but I mean, how unique The Lighthouse is, not just in the genre, but, you know, 20 years from now, it's black and white, and the aspect ratio, the performances, it's carried entirely by you need, if the lead performances, if one of them sucked, this movie would fucking fall apart.
The thing about the lighthouse is it's so otherworldly that, you know, I think the witch kind of feels, it feels sort of, it's like bound in realism other than the witchy stuff.
It's grounded.
But I think that the lighthouse is so fucking otherworldly and so manic and so like sea madness. And I'm like,
fever dream type thing.
All of that stuff is like, I'm super into the fucking lighthouse. But I think in terms of the journey, I think the witch is a far more engaging trip.
They turned a baby into paste, bro.
They totally did.
First, like, 10 minutes.
They turned a baby into paste. And that crow was
eating that titty, dude.
Yeah.
True story. Prior to coming on the show with you guys, every now and then, we would check in via text. Every now and then. And I asked him how he liked The Witch. And he's like, baby paste, dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, because I watched it. I was like, dude, that was a fucking good horror movie. I hope those dudes over there really appreciated that movie.
Well, we had watched that all as a family. We watched The Witch. It was me, you, Chris, Alia, V, I think were there. Was there?
V, did we?
And when we were walking out of the theater into the fucking Parkway Plaza parking structure, I think we were all kind of a little bit like uneasy, and it was
because you're an El Cajon. I don't blame you.
Not Parkway Plaza. I'm sorry.
I was like, why did we go to El Cajon?
Horton Plaza. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Even them there too.
Yeah, it's them, fucked up. Them there too.
Them there too.
Go on now.
Go on now. Yeah.
We were giving that theater our views.
We were.
But yeah, I'll say The Witch.
The Witch.
I think The Lighthouse has a lot of layers of stuff, though.
Why do people insist on doing a W as two Vs, dude?
Because it's dope.
Because it's fucking metal, bro.
Fuck you, Jacob Owen.
Yeah. I'm going to start doing...
Jacob Seaver, not Jacob Owen.
Who's Jacob? Yeah, it's Jacob
Owen. It is Jacob Owen Seaver, but...
Yeah. I'm going to start doing my fucking Vs for U's too. So I'll do two Vs for my W and then a fucking V for my U.
With
a
DDD on the VVV! Yeah.
And then for my Vs, I'm just going to start using forward and backslash.
And for your M's, do fucking a fucking forward and backslash.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Damn.
And I's on the ends.
That's chaos. That's good.
That's true chaos magic. You should do that.
Dude, that's too much dedication to a bit. There's no way.
That's true.
Moving along.
Yeah, give up already.
All right. Annihilation versus A Quiet Place.
Annihilation.
That's cute.
That's like...
Where you at? Where you at, homie?
Bro, I'm right here.
Where you at?
I'm right here.
On this one.
I doesn't mean, matter.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Yeah. Don't
There's
do
a few.
It
doesn't matter where matter. I say don't it, but I still it. Have an opinion about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Annihilation. Annihilation's better.
That's right.
You can get it stoned is. And like trip out on it, huh?
I mean, you could. And you say you did.
And
I did.
And you will.
But I mean, like the bear scene, the swimming pool scene, like the girl becoming plants.
The plant scene.
The best tool video like, ever at the end.
The all scene.
A lot of people don't like that ending. A lot of people.
It's make or break it at that end.
People are dumb.
The end like makes that movie like past 5 stars to me. I'm like, oh, you did it. Yeah. I'm tripping balls sober in the theater.
Yeah, dude. No, dude, that last 20 minutes really fucks.
Like, if all this dumb shit I say about the nature of consciousness, it's all going on in Annihilation without words. I'm like, oh fuck.
They're doing ballet with aliens. Fuck.
It's dope.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. All right. Annihilation. Next up we have Don't Breathe versus The Autopsy of Jane Doe.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck off.
Look Don't what you've breathe. Done. Look what you guys have done.
Yeah.
You did this.
No, I did not.
No, it could have been Autopsy versus Mandy.
It would have been Mandy versus Autopsy.
Well, Mandy would have won.
Now you got...
Yeah.
Don't, exactly. Look how fucking stupid this is. We have to fucking defend this fucking old white bitch from Avatar.
He's like, look how dumb you look now. Don't breathe.
I feel very confident.
Don't Breathe
in
gets to go to round three now.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
It does. You know why? Because you let fucking Lights Out into this bracket.
Hey, I was going like sound versus light, dude. Kind of, actually.
The yin and the yang.
Same shit, dude. Same movie, basically. Just kidding. All right.
Okay. All right. Next up, Cabin in the Woods versus Troll Hunter.
Cabin in the Woods.
I really love Troll Hunter. Though fuck,
Troll Hunter is cool.
I mean, that's,
is that the guy who went on to do Don't Be Afraid of the Dark or Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
I think it is.
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, Troll Hunter is, I think, a fantastic film.
It is.
Obviously, it's on, you know,
it was
in contention.
It was the best film on that list that I had to watch. To me, it was my favorite film, I should say, on that list that I had to watch that I had not.
But it's found footage, so you just didn't like it
at all. I didn't. No, I thought it was, that's different.
Well, that's found footage at its most naturalistic, and it's doing a thing.
Dude. And it's in Iceland, and Bjork, you know, she comes out in it and starts, you know.
She's in Robert Eggers' next movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Robert Eggers' next movie is
Bjork,
a Viking fucking drama crazy movie.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about this?
I have not, actually. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I wonder what type of research he's doing.
An Icelandic princess in this film.
Probably going to be in a native tongue the whole time.
She's the princess?
No, but like she's in it. She's awesome.
Nicole Kidman's in it. Who else is in it?
Really?
Some Aryan looking people.
Whole bunch of OWBs.
Yeah.
So it's Cabin in the Woods, huh?
Nice.
All right. Next up, we have Mother versus... Was that Grave Encounters?
Dude, mother.
Mother. Oh, mother. Damn.
Mother. Do we not compare gas station nachos to
go, yeah, dude, for real.
Steak,
dude. Do we go with 7-Eleven taquitos or a filet mignon?
The fuck is bro, I'm going 7-Eleven
Grave
taquitos.
Encounters.
I'm going 7-Eleven taquitos. Like, it's...
You can have them every day.
Damn.
You can't have it.
And they're always there.
It's always good.
Sometimes
too.
Filet mignon is too expensive and you can't get it because you're poor.
And sometimes, you know, they're only a dollar a piece and I'm cheap. I don't want to invest too much in it. And it's short and sweet.
But mother takes it. That's
lowercase it. M exclamation mark mother.
Mother.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
man, and I know people listening to this movie probably hate that movie. And
listening to this movie probably hate
listening to this show probably hate that film. And you're wrong. You're objectively wrong about not liking that movie.
It's true.
Yeah.
Good. All right.
Good.
Hereditary versus A Dark Song.
Hereditary.
I'm going to say A Dark Song before George votes because I'm sure I'm going to lose anyways.
Hereditary.
Dark Song.
Yeah. Hereditary.
I think it's better. That movie made me feel really dirty.
But like,
I really loved The Dark Song. But on rewatch, you guys, I agreed with you guys about the end.
Yeah, it's rough.
The end was fucking goofy. So goofy.
Can a bad ending ruin the entire film for you?
When it's up against something like fucking Hereditary?
Yeah.
I've always
been curious about, like, you know, the endings making or breaking. Like, can a shitty movie with a good ending save the entire film?
I think the most important act is the third act. I'll say I think the most important act of a film is the third act.
Okay.
But then, well, look, like Neon Demon, like I know you like Refn.
Yeah.
And I like that movie a lot. And then when it got to the third act, I'm like, I really like this movie a lot.
The whole undercurrent of like witches and shit and the youth and
it's like, okay, I will rewatch this and like just zone the fuck out with this now because I know it's going to get there.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you seen Neon Demon?
I have. I don't remember
it. Refn feels like an A24, so I'm curious to know.
I remember I liked Neon Demon.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything about it right now.
He can't dislike Bronson.
Was there
like,
some,
that's
there was
impossible.
Some pretty good lesbian stuff in that, right? Neon Demon?
I don't think so.
What am I thinking of?
There's some showering.
I actually kind of wanted to throw that on this list, but I didn't know.
It's a good list. I like Refn a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What'd you think of Neon Demon, dude?
It was good.
It's fucking good stuff.
No.
Huh?
I want Refn to go back to his gritty, like, gangster movies. Have you seen all three of the Pusher films?
No, and you told me about them, and I fucking want to.
They like,
what's his name in them? What?
Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah, all young.
Before, and, like, they hired a lot of, like, real-life drug dealers, prostitutes, and ex-cons for the film and everything, and it's visceral. It's it makes you feel dirty. Like, it's fucking violent,
Makes you feel good. I just want to feel good.
Isn't he doing fucking Maniac Cop?
He wants to do a neon cocaine fueled Maniac Cop. Good.
It's a horse remake. Show.
Yeah, he wants to do that.
And I'm fucking on board.
It's a horse show.
You're a horse show.
You're a horse's ass.
That's true. All right, last matchup for round two.
Oh, yay.
This is number 48.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay.
This is our 48th matchup. All right. 10 Cloverfield Lane versus the taking of Old White Bitch.
Get the fuck out, dude. Finally, you guys have no choice.
Although, Cloverfield Lane is also the taking of Old White Bitch.
That's true.
Got him.
Yeah, but he's a delightful. Yeah, no,
it's a fantastic film.
It's Roseanne Barr's husband, at least.
So ex-husband. So let's talk about how bad the ending of 10 Cloverfield
Lane is. It's not, dude. I love that ending. And why we
should pick Taking of Deborah Logan instead.
For that one scene?
Yeah, for that one scene.
No. You're wrong.
Because this is Jacob's question right here. Does a bad movie get
I knew you were going to say that.
With a good ending? Or does a good movie get ruined?
I think it's case by case too, because they did so much with such a minimal thing in 10 Cloverfield Lane. Meaning, like, you know, it's a chamber piece.
Yeah.
You know,
and then you finally get let out at the end, and then they go for a spectacle.
And then it's aliens.
But I as much as I do love the ending, and because I love alien shit, it does feel like it was tacked on for the sake of it being a Cloverfield tie-in.
It was literally tacked on.
Yeah, that was this is the
they
story.
Had
yeah,
a movie called like The Bunker or something, and they tacked like,
it on. It's also just
they're
classic,
like, bro, not a plague. Aliens.
It's also just classic subverting expectations because by that point,
that's what we're into.
Yeah, you're like, this motherfucker's full of shit. He just wants to bone this lady in the bunker.
I mean,
but no, he did want to bone her in the bunker and keep her there, and he wasn't.
And also, there was aliens.
But also, there were fucking aliens up there. But that doesn't mean you're safe with this.
And it wasn't even like it fit into the Cloverfield universe all that well because the fucking Cloverfield monster is a big stupid idiot, and
it didn't fit into the Cloverfield universe.
That's fuck off.
But that makes it like, but it's supposed to. It's supposed to be in the Cloverfield universe.
There is no Clover. Like, you talk about Cloverfield universe. They never
did
some substantial world building. Like, there's
no
rules
but they implied that they did.
It's just like Twilight Zone to me.
Now, with
it's
the
like
most
a, it's
recent
like a Twilight
one,
Zone episode.
With the most recent one, we got fucking demons, and now we've got time travel and fucking Jeremy Baramy. Everything is fucking everywhere. All is all.
What is the universe where weird shit can happen?
It's Cloverfield universe.
Where shit can
the
happen?
Cloverfield
That's
universe.
The universe?
Yes.
Like, there can be a monster or an alien
there
in
be
the
monsters,
universe?
There could be aliens. Alternate dimensions, wormholes,
hell yeah,
science stuff, so, hard-on colliders.
Twilight Zone.
Tardigrades,
yeah.
Done.
Tardigrades are those things, they're fucking those tiny
mini bears. Yeah.
Dope. They're tight.
Yeah. They can survive
super
anything.
Strong. Yeah.
Fucking dude. All right, next.
Oh, interesting. Okay, all right. All right.
Talking about tardigrades.
So that was the end of round
That's
two.
What you did there.
Round two went off with a bang with the tardigrades right there.
Yeah, we're on matchup number 49. Round beginning of round three.
Just make a shirt that says retardigrades.
Just Red's face on a fucking tardigrade.
Yes.
Indestructible. I like
that. Just give him all kinds of muscles.
We should put every meme on one t-shirt and just see how it goes.
Here. The grab bag.
Yeah.
All right. Tigers Are Not Afraid versus Kill List.
Kill List.
Yeah.
Fuck out.
All right.
Tigers Are Not Afraid is real good, though. I'm happy it made it this way, and you know, it's probably luck of the draw for some of it, but
mm-hmm. Good.
I continue.
Really, I want to watch it again.
Yeah,
Starry Eyes versus The Wailing.
The Wailing.
The Wailing.
Yeah, The Wailing. Sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, this is gonna.
This is gonna go.
At least now
we're not being fucking.
This is so divided.
This is the quickening right
this,
now.
It's gonna get to like the final four or something, and then it's just gonna like.
Yeah, some of these are
gonna get hard.
Actually, some of these are pretty easy now. Yeah. All right. So Split versus Ready or Not.
Ready or not.
Yeah.
Ready or Not.
Damn. Can we make a defense for Split?
You can, sure. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I don't have one. I'm saying, could we? Hypothetically, could we?
No, I mean, not, no. Sorry.
Not in this case. No.
Damn. This is going faster than I can input them.
Which is good.
Midsommar versus The Loved Ones.
Oh, yeah, Midsommar.
It's going by fast.
Wait. Oh, well, I don't have a say in that.
Versus The Loved Ones.
Don't you, though? No, but I mean, it's still a show, man. Talk about what you believe.
I don't know.
He's just gonna remove himself for the next 20 minutes and just be like, "Whatever you want, bros."
He'll agree with me. It depends. Like, it boils down to, you know, what affects you, because the psychological horror movies work better for you guys than the stuff with like
not necessarily
life stuff. No, I mean like the stuff with existential dread and all that, all the things that come through in a movie like Hereditary, those work better for you guys. Like for me, I get nothing.
You want raw thrills.
I get nothing from those kind of movies. And so a movie like The Loved Ones, at least I have something to care about. I don't know. I know I'm supposed to care about that girl, but like she's just fucking crying all the time and just pisses me off and I don't care. Like these people are just all obnoxious and irritating. And I get that like lots of people are obnoxious and irritating. You just have to deal with it.
You know what? This show's over, dude. This is fucked.
Damn.
I'm just saying, you ask why. And I'm
so insensitive.
That's fucking why.
If Midsommar wins when he wanted Green Room to win, he's going to be so fucking pissed, dude. It's like, he's going to be so pissed.
I mean, because that's the thing, is it's like for that movie to work, you really have to care about that girl, that main girl. Yeah. And I don't at all.
Okay.
I'm just like, oh, it sucks your family died and your boyfriend's a dick, but like,
well, it depends. You can be like wowed by the filmmaking craft and the fucking intro.
Yeah, see, I don't think that Matt has ever like
best intro.
That's not true.
The fucking intro.
I don't think
amazing.
That Matt is like when cinematography is first and foremost, he's not like, this is the one.
No, I know. And not just cinematography. You know. I mean, like the whole, like you can, if you watch the intro of that movie, I think the intro is probably the best part of the movie and the final shot is the best part of the movie.
Well, right. Yes. The intro was great, but then they just like fucking dick around talking about going to this place for an hour. It takes like an hour for anything.
Moving on. The couple arguing and then the fucking angles with the mirror so you can also see the other fucking person's face. It's good. It's all cool.
That extended cut too. It's good.
Is it? See, I haven't even seen it yet.
Well, you haven't seen the extended cut?
No.
You see a whole nother ritual. You see a whole sacrifice ritual. You see a whole nother thing, dude.
Maybe he'll like that one better.
Yeah, it's like an extra half hour.
Just make it even longer.
Yeah.
Right on. That's the best way.
Right on. We're supposed to see the extended cut, but we all didn't meet Brian Asman in the theater.
Well, not all.
You say we all. I had no. Yeah. I was never
you and
going
I.
to that.
Yeah.
You guys dicked out on
it. Oh, yeah. There he goes.
No, it is true. That's true.
It's true.
I don't care if it's true.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Moving on.
Anyway, yeah. Next up, we have It Follows versus The Witch.
Sorry, It Follows. You've just gotten eaten.
That's the beefiest fight to me so far, honestly. I know they'll disagree. But
it's funny because this round is just like... easy.
I'm just glad the Babadook didn't make it this far.
Why would it?
Honestly.
With like, you two. I'm just glad Terrifier 2 is going to suck and you guys are already trashing it before it came out.
Who's trash? You're literally the only one talking about Terrifier.
You guys picked it out the first round.
But that's what he's doing.
That's why.
Don't argue with him because that's what
he's doing. It's going to be overblown and everyone's going to be like, you know, wait a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
Overhype, you know.
All right, next up, Annihilation versus Don't Breathe.
Fuck off, dude. Don't Annihilation. Breathe. Don't fuck like
do
that.
Do it, George.
Don't fuck
do
like
it,
that,
George.
Dude.
Do it.
Like it's, do it, it hurts direct. Me. That would hurt himself direct. More than me.
Do it, direct.
I'm like a Pokemon that fucking
it
hurt myself, dude.
I know he believes. I know he believes he George likes it more than I do. And he might actually like it more than I do. But I know he believes he does.
For what sure. if you weaponize... Wait, your you, anger for them choosing wait, you, don't breathe by choosing believe, don't breathe to be annihilation.
That's I don't do that shit, dude. Like
this,
I would even.
This is what he does. This is right. what you
Have
do.
Have you read the novels, dude?
No.
Then fuck up. But I did buy the one with the movie cover on it, so I could have like a book on the shelf.
You could have it, so you like when somebody comes over.
Congratulations, yeah. You have money.
No, exactly. No, because I wanted like because I wanted. You know why? Because I wanted something of Annihilation other than just owning the movie. Like, I want a poster. I want toys. I want shit.
You know what George has from Annihilation? The experience he took from it. And he's going to take it to his grave. Are you going to take that fucking DVD to your grave?
He's never even fried balls, dude. He doesn't get Annihilation.
He fried balls from watching it.
That's true.
You yourself said, it's like I'm tripping balls without asses. Congratulations. George had that same fucking experience. I'm literally speaking for him.
I hung out with Alex Garland and we tripped balls, right? Yeah. Together. Mm-hmm. And when he was writing The Beach, I was helping him write the book, you know? Do you know he wrote that book? But you motherfuckers didn't know that, did you? Did you know he wrote 28 Days Later?
And Dread?
Yeah, you've told us.
And Dread?
You've told us this.
Okay, good. Well, in any case, I like Annihilation more than Jorge.
It's not true.
It's Why true. Don't you guys kiss about it?
He likes the folk song in it more than I
he
do.
He wouldn't fucking dare.
Yeah. Nah, he, no, not sober.
He wouldn't
sober.
Dare. He wouldn't
not
dare.
Sober.
Yeah.
He so wouldn't I dare. Guess, I guess that means he likes Annihilation more.
Yeah, whatever.
That's right.
Metagaming. You guys are learning. That's metagaming. You got me that round.
You win.
I'll give you that round. You got that one.
Wait, so who's what's the winner?
Annihilation.
Okay, all right. All right. Next up, we have Cabin in the Woods versus Mother.
Frick.
Cabin in the Woods, bro.
Yeah.
Even if for no reason other than to just get
Mother. I disagree
out of there.
Wholeheartedly and vehemently.
No, I don't disagree wholeheartedly. I rewatched Cabin in the Woods. I prefer Mother, but yeah, either way, Cabin in the Woods is what's going through.
And I mean, but okay, but you say you prefer Mother, but are we talking about the movie that we prefer or the movie that's better?
I think Mother's better.
I think you're wrong. That's why Cabin in the Woods.
I think it's different strength. Cabin in the Woods is a much better feat of structure and writing.
Yeah,
to me, as far as like filmmaking technique, as far as thematic, so they're both huge with themes. So I'll give them like a tie there. I think Cabin in the Woods. Talk about a third act. Like that third act is fucking amazing.
Yep,
it's amazing. Right, but Mother is just more like.
Well, I think
Mother is not goofy. I think Cabin in the Woods is silly on purpose.
Mother's strength is it's like an abstract painting come to life, and I think that is like
yeah,
it's fucking ridiculous.
I think they're probably equal power on what they're doing. It's just they're doing different stuff, and I prefer what Mother's doing, but that doesn't mean it's better than Cabin in the Woods.
One of them tore a baby apart
every day.
That's pretty tight. Pretty metal. Still.
Well, there's probably somewhere in the Cabin in the Woods universe where they're tearing apart a baby every day.
Yeah, just not in Japan.
Right.
Yeah, I gotta say, I mean, the first quarter of that movie, like, I get why it's like that. I always have, but I don't like it.
Cabin in the Woods?
It's necessary, yeah. Though.
I get it. I know it's necessary, and it's got to be like they're setting. They have the Harbinger, they have the thing, and this and that. Once it gets to the gas station, I'm like, it's so meta that it's like, okay.
You can't just shove it in, Rhett. Sometimes you got to
like. They had that conversation on Discord. I kind of
engaged
with it.
I didn't want to get involved. I saw,
The people, you know, discussing whether they like that they reveal the man behind the curtains in the very beginning or not. Yeah. Like,
If they didn't, I would dislike the movie a lot more.
So you do like that they did that?
I do, because it kept me on board. It let me know that it was operating at a higher level than it looked like.
And even still,
because it's trying to look like it's, you know, it's satirizing the dumbness.
Yeah.
Even though they show you the man behind the curtain, it's still kind of surprising when it does the final reveal of
because you're not getting the big machinations in the
background, man. It's fucking incredible.
Because ultimately, it's not just about horror movies either.
Yep.
It's about like the whole fucking situation.
It's crazy.
I cared more about the Richard Jenkins and Bradley Whitford shit
stuff was incredible.
Yeah, way better than the actual, you know, main plot.
Exactly.
I think that was kind of the point, right? We were supposed to care about.
Well, it's showing perspective.
Yeah.
You know?
Next.
Well, because also, too, like they make a point there if they don't try. If they don't transgress, then there's nothing for them to get punished for. So there's this aspect of slasher movies where you're waiting for them to get fucking punished and you're okay with that's what you came for.
But they have to transgress.
Motherfucking
merman.
It's merman, Dad.
Merman.
All right. Next up, Hereditary versus 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Hereditary.
10 Cloverfield Lane.
Bro.
Hereditary. It's better. I feel like there's more depth. I don't know. Like It is. It is because I feel
there's
like
not more depth in Lane.
I feel like Hereditary is like ugly crying.
I think just because of the ending, you should feel like Hereditary is better because you hate the ending of 10 Cloverfield Lane.
I do
that much. That
I do.
Try to be like.
Can I just do it.
No, because it's a better movie, man. John Goodman, I mean, well, fuck, Toni Collette turns in a great performance, but so does John Goodman.
It's one of the best performances of the decade.
And subverting expectations, there you go. Like, this movie subverted hella expectations.
Yeah, but you don't like the expectations that it subverted.
I don't, but I like the fact that it subverted expectations because, like,
did Hereditary. Have you ever noticed? Does anyone get away? Like, what happens?
Not subverting expectations.
Yeah, like, it is.
Also, Hereditary has a girl getting yeeted into a power pole, so that's pretty fucking cool.
That was hilarious, but like...
Because it's gotten so much accolades, I get that there are certain people, yourself included, that like to just be like, I'm okay on Hereditary. But it's easy to like just minimize how effective ants all over the fucking little kid's fucking face in the middle of a street.
And kind of hilarious.
And then having Toni Collette moan off screen... And then, going to the fucking funeral, and it goes dips under the ground. Like that's just
bro.
Like,
if you didn't laugh at homegirl getting her face crushed in by a telephone pole, then I don't want to know you.
I absolutely
did. I did not. I'm not even trying to sound like I didn't laugh there.
No, I was absolutely.
I think we laughed together.
We did laugh.
Yeah, together. I was shocked. I was absolutely. Yeah, dude, I was like, this
the air got sucked
movie.
Out of that theater, and George and I are laughing our asses off.
She yeets herself against that telephone pole, and like for like probably 5 seconds, it's silence. Then I'm like,
oh. in your guys' theater, how many people did the whole fucking movie?
Fucking everyone.
Yeah,
everyone.
And then I ruined the tension by laughing.
Yeah.
All right, Hereditary.
Wait, did you vote? Did you say Hereditary?
Yeah, I did say Hereditary. Sorry, man.
You did. That's good.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. Don't apologize to me. Apologize to John Goodman. He's America's sweetheart.
Oh, frick.
All right, that's the end of round four. We're in the semifinals. Whoa,
we're in the Elite Eight.
All right. Oh so, God. Kill List versus The Wailing.
Oh, that's solid for y'all. I know where
those
I'm
are
at.
Those both Rhett
that's
picks, fucked. By the way, on the show. I
that's
want you all to know that.
Fucked.
This is the one... That hurts the most.
I'm not going to... Okay, so I'm going to go first so that you guys can battle it out. I'm saying Kill List.
Matt, you go.
Get
it! I'm just going to say this now. I want The Wailing to go all the way. It's probably the best movie I've ever seen, in my opinion. I'm just saying.
I mean, what?
Yeah, dude. I'm like,
that's so crazy.
I've been thinking, dude.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
I've been thinking what? About it. Like, when I've been looking at this list, right? I've been like, okay, the two movies that I really want to like get to the
Jesus
end.
Christ.
I want The Wailing, and I want Green Room. And the more I think about it, I'm just like, fuck, man, The Wailing was just such an impactful movie. And like, even being 2.5 hours long, that's like one of the only movies I finished and then started over immediately.
The Wailing?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, that movie was, it fucked that hard.
One of the best.
So,
you said it might be the best movie I've ever seen. Fuck
yeah.
Out of here.
It's crazy.
Not that I'm ever seen. Not that I'm like, oh,
keep
fuck
in mind,
your movie.
I don't watch a lot of like high caliber movies, you know, like a lot of the
better
movies,
than Big Trouble in Little China.
I mean, yes, in every fucking respect, but I like Big Trouble in Little China
it's
more.
Difference
but
between
I,
favorite and
yeah,
better.
That's
your boy.
Thing.
Your boy's growing.
Well, no, I mean, because it's the difference between favorite and better. Like you know, like
see,
yeah.
Teach Jorge that he doesn't get.
Yeah, because Big Trouble in Little China.
Wait, what are you
like,
what? Last week and this week too. It's like, well, I enjoyed this one more. That's not the fucking question, motherfucker.
Isn't that the question?
No. Which one is better is the question.
Yeah, which one is better?
Well, I'm going back and forth.
He's all, what's the difference?
That's
there's a difference.
Picked, that's
because they're
I
different fucking
Get Out
words.
Or Evil Dead.
Yeah. I'll vacillate between the two. Fuck you.
Right. And that's what you do. This is what he does.
Yeah.
Matt is not doing that.
Yeah.
He kind of does.
I'm going with which one
you
is
you do too.
I'm
not
going
really
which
on
one
this
is
list.
Better.
That's why I would shoot. Look, there are movies on here that I like better than Terrifier, but I wouldn't have picked over Terrifier if they were matched up against.
Yeah.
I mean, Terrifier is better at what it does.
And like comparing Kill List and The Wailing, like for The Wailing to be a foreign film that's 2.5 hours long and considered a slow burn.
You must have got your dick sucked
and,
the whole
no,
time.
No, dude, I've watched that. That's the thing is I've watched it like
that's
probably
the thing I was.
I've watched it 4 or 5 times now.
Well, you're saying The Wailing is objectively better, right?
Yeah.
How come you couldn't say that about Midsommar versus and The Loved Ones though? Don't you think Midsommar is like objectively really
no.
well?
But he doesn't it helps that he likes The Wailing a lot anyway though.
Yeah.
He doesn't even like Midsommar.
I don't like
He can't like Midsommar. It's already...
Wait, is Midsommar going against Kill List?
No, it's
not
The
yet.
Wailing.
Oh, I was going to say, holy shit.
I'm all not yet.
I'm going Kill List on this one. Sorry, boys.
I'm already
where are you at?
I'm already clicking The Wailing and Rhett hasn't voted.
No, honestly, because you kind of actually have swayed me because I love Kill List, but I think overall The Wailing is a better movie.
Dude, it
wow.
It's hard. It's wow. hard.
I'm not surprised. I'm just surprised.
Kill List is fucking cool. I love it. You guys know I love it. Like, I love it. But it's up against The Wailing right now. That's kind of
okay. All right.
I like Kill List more even because it has a cult and some fucked up crazy shit at the end, and because they bash a dude's head in with a hammer and all that good stuff. I love it. And they kill a priest. And it escalates and it builds and builds, but The Wailing is just like, you know.
It's The Wailing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a near perfect film, like I said in the previous round.
All right.
To me.
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, that makes me happy.
So the next one.
I mean, it bums me the fuck out that Kill List got taken out, but like.
It is what it is, dude.
Next one, Ready or Not versus Midsommar.
I didn't think Ready or Not made it through, but I'm thinking Ready or Not.
Midsommar, dude.
Yeah, no, I think Ready or Not's the better film.
It's not the better film. It unlike by leagues, it's not the better film.
I mean,
well, they're very different.
And here's where I would tell you to fuck off, because I enjoy Ready or Not more.
Well, because you've decided to come to your senses.
Fun.
Yeah, no, it's because you explained how this works.
Exactly. Cool, but I think Midsommar fucking stomps all over Ready or Not.
Okay, and this is cool. I got to say, these are prestigious. We got the Wailing and Midsommar now. Like, this is.
And I think Cabin in the Woods is in there?
Not yet.
Not yet? Oh, my God.
We'll see.
Oh, my God. So
Midsommar wins that one.
Oh, this is getting ugly. Through. It's getting ugly.
And I feel bad about The Wailing versus Kill List, but I would go home like, dude, you're doing systemic oppression by not picking The Wailing right now. Because it's just a more immaculate fucking movie overall. Kill List is kind of messy, which I like.
It's on just about every single top horror list out there.
Good.
Yeah. Good. The Wailing. Good. All right. Good. Next up, The Witch versus Annihilation.
Horror list. Horror.
I'm going to say The Witch.
This is fucked.
I'm going to say The Witch and then step out because I got to pee, and I'm going to let y'all handle this.
This is fucked.
What you're saying, because it's horror, it deserves to be above Annihilation. Is it like metagaming and
this
shit?
This is hella fucked, and I have to go with The Witch. I have to go with The Witch.
Would it be motivated by the genre a little bit?
No.
It is in this case.
I think The Witch is a much better built film. I think there are problems with Annihilation in terms of the lore, in terms of, you know, some of the...
Transcends because it does other shit, so like...
Whoa. Well, no, I also think some of the stuff that's like the relationship aspects of Annihilation can get a little bit tiresome.
Right. They could have trimmed those a little bit.
Yes. And so when I'm comparing film to film in terms of...
Craft.
In terms of craft building and all of that... I think The Witch kills. Although, I gotta say, dude, to me, Annihilation is infinitely more watchable. I think I've seen The Witch twice,
right?
And I've seen Annihilation probably like 15 times.
This is one where I almost agree exactly with what you said. Basically, I much prefer Annihilation for my tastes, but also I think its strengths are as good as the bear scene is, and as good as the other stuff in there is that is horror related. Its strengths are primarily idea driven.
Right.
The witch has no shortage of ideas. It examines a lot of stuff about fucking manifest destiny.
But it's far more pinpoint focused, as opposed to, I think that Annihilation has a more like,
it's unwieldy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is part of it.
It's nature, dude.
They end up like nailing the landing, which fucking, I'm like, okay, fuck it, I'll overlook these other things.
Yeah,
but The Witch is like,
and for being based off a book, with how many are in the series?
The trilogy.
Yeah. It actually works really well by itself.
You know what's interesting is the book is actually kind of,
that's what you said,
it's kind of fucky. Like, I don't.
I heard it's very just straightforward, right?
Yeah, I don't enjoy the book nearly as much as I enjoy the film.
Well, I think Alex Garland, he probably enjoyed it and saw. He liked the ideas and was like, I could do something real cinematic with that. Yeah. You know?
So, all right. The Vavitch.
Gotta say, man, I thought Annihilation was going to take
it. We subverted expectations in your face.
It's going to be
The Wailing, The Witch.
We got two, maybe three A24 films. coming up.
Imagine that.
In your face.
And you're in agreement.
Yeah.
We have Midsommar and The Witch in the semifinals, so this will determine if we have three A24s with the next matchup, and that is Cabin in the Woods versus Hereditary.
Oh, God.
Hereditary. Cabin in the Woods.
Shit. Hereditary. Shit.
No fucking question on my end.
Shit.
Same.
Chips.
Hereditary.
Wait, same for what?
No, Cabin. No question. Cabin
no question. Oh, fuck.
It's down to you.
This is rough.
They both have cultural significance in two completely different ways.
Because again, this is another matchup where I have seen Cabin in the Woods, I think probably 10 times.
Yeah,
and
same
I've
here.
Seen Midsommar maybe like
Hereditary.
Four.
This is Hereditary.
Sorry, Hereditary. I've seen Hereditary maybe like three or four.
Well, and it's been out much less. It's been out 3 years.
Yeah, right?
Fucking 10 years.
But also things that are out 4 years, if they're watchable, I'm gonna fucking watch them.
What's crazy is from the time they're released, both films will be just as talked about. I think like 20 years from their release, like everybody's gonna talk about Hereditary and that fucking pole scene and the ending and the it being overhyped, all the controversy, and then I feel like Cabin in the Woods is gonna go through the same thing with how crazy it subverted expectations.
You guys,
I feel like in 20 years. There's going to be a small group of people that talk about Hereditary, and there's going to be
that's also a possibility. It could be a ton of other A24 movies.
Matt, I know you like that. That's already
impossible. I'm thinking in terms of like horror conventions. When you go to horror conventions, you see a lot more films that are in the ilk of Cabin in the Woods,
right?
Versus Hereditary. Well, yeah, things change, but things also stay the same. Well,
and also, like,
that's
also,
always going to be more represented.
Ari Aster and Robert Eggers have already like been lauded and praised by, you know, like Bong Joon-ho and Martin Scorsese. They've transcended. Great. I know it's great. So there go that 20 years thing you're saying. Like, no, these are like all time great movies that are going to be talked about. Like, it already is.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sorry.
So here's the thing.
They're not good horror movies.
I think I'm ultimately going to fall on... I understand that Cabin in the Woods is like...
It's Drew Goddard having a
favorite
ball.
Film of mine. But ultimately, it's a zombie film that's got some other shit going on.
A zombie film?
Well, yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
let him demean it. I like it.
I have no idea what you mean.
The core of it, we're watching a zombie film with some, like, you know, extraneous... albeit amazing stuff happening that is not super focused on its, you know, theme. Well, that's not right.
On its views.
What you got in that drink, big boy?
A whole lot of kombucha.
No, what are you trying to...
A whole lot of kombucha.
I think
what I'm trying to say is I think that I like the focus of Hereditary in terms of theme.
And maintaining tone.
Exactly.
Absolutely, I agree. It's just unbelievable.
And I have to go with Hereditary on this one.
Damn. I'm shocked. And I want to say, like, look, I know this isn't a Matt getting Matt mad thing, but, like, Robert Eggers and Ari Aster, like, both Hereditary and fucking The Witch, these are first films, like, from first-time filmmakers. Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
Yep.
So it's crazy regardless of genre.
I'm just, you know, Cabin in the Woods made it in the semis, so, you know, it's there, dude.
He's fucking...
Yeah.
He's so angry.
I told you, I'm not angry.
I'm just disappointed.
All right.
So just to cover the final four semifinals, those who made it to the semifinals, we got three A24 movies, Midsommar, The Witch, Hereditary, and then you got The Wailing. I think it's 20th Century Fox. So that's something.
No matter what, we all win. Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Here's the matchup to the finals. Who's going to make it to the finals? First matchup, The Wailing versus Midsommar.
You guys know. you guys know where
now,
I stand.
It's
We're
working.
Going to the moon.
Okay.
It's
so
working
here's,
now.
So
this
here's
is how.
The thing. So here's the thing. I don't care as much about The Wailing as I think either of you two guys do.
So that means...
So you know where I'm sitting.
I'm happy...
No, I don't know where you're sitting.
I'm at a point where I'm happy where that goes either way, honestly. But, in fact, I would have a hard time choosing one.
I have a hard time, yeah. But, real quick, I know you mentioned when you saw The Wailing, when it ended, you wanted to see it right away, or you did watch it again?
I did watch it again.
That's how I was with Midsommar. I wanted to watch it immediately after.
I did watch it the next day.
Yeah, same here, the next day.
Yeah. And that's a long fucking movie.
I'm sitting with Midsommar on this one only because I feel like it's the better film. And this is fucked because you become the tiebreaker.
This is what he does.
Both are iconic. The Wailing.
You're just going to feel my face when you say Midsommar. But like, the thing is,
your face was good a few minutes ago, a few seconds. You were like,
he's disgusted.
That was me recording.
It was like the compilation videos of watching people die inside, like on YouTube.
Yeah.
That was that right
now. I used to record Leonardo DiCaprio's face every time he lost an Oscar. I used to always record that.
is that Matt? Okay, I'm supposed to break this tie?
Yeah.
God damn.
It's fucked up. Yeah, no, it's fucked
up. I'm really surprised you picked Midsommar.
The Wailing is called the modern day Exorcist, you know, and I think it's the closest you'll ever get to a film like The Exorcist.
Yeah, help me convince them.
I'm just trying to be fair because I do feel like I'm scared I'm pushing in one direction.
To put my words
so, this is where I start my this is where my objectivity starts slipping because look, if it's I have to have an Ari Aster dog in the race, and it looks like I've got more backing for Midsommar than Hereditary from this fucking guy. Right? So
I don't know about that.
It looks like it. It looks like it because for this to go up against the Wailing,
why do you gotta have an Ari Aster dog? That means you got a bias,
right? I do. That's why I said this is where my objectivity starts to slip a little bit because now we're getting down.
This is where his views come in.
You fucking wasted it when it was the battery in the first round.
No, we didn't.
So now he gets to really use it. Yeah. No, I see what he's saying.
But we didn't though. Because the battery is a better movie than Terrifier.
True. Having never seen the battery,
and
he scoffs.
Don't Breathe is a better movie and look, than Mandy.
Listener, you hear what he just said? Like everyone knows, Terrifier is the greatest movie. Like,
oh, fuck off. Okay, can we get to it?
It has a clown. It kills people. What do you want? You know?
Can we get to it?
Fuck, man.
Yeah, that's right. He's so nervous.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, dude. Can we come back?
This is on the record. This is on the record.
This is on the record, dude.
Dread Central will be judging you in the comments section.
Oh. Yeah.
I could not.
Terrifier. That's why he's putting over Terrifier.
So I kept trying to tell him Terrifier. I need, you know.
I feel like, okay. I'm going to tell you what I think he's going to go with after he goes with it. I'm locking it in.
I gotta go with my just the inside here. I'm going Midsommar.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I figured.
Oh, okay, look, dude, the Wailing being this far up,
you know, and
is kind of incredible.
Don't placate me.
No, I'm good. There's no placating going on.
It's good.
I think the Wailing is better paced than Midsommar.
I think you're right.
I just don't know if the overall effect just doesn't have the wallop.
Yeah.
Like to me.
Okay.
It just doesn't have the fucking
wallet. It's because you have no soul. That's why.
No, that's a good point. Yeah.
Because you're systemically racist. And so
you want to
keep.
This is what he does.
You want to keep the foreign film out of the finals for some old white bitches in some even whiter country than this one.
Yeah, but
I see what you're doing with your fucking views, Rhett.
They're socialists. They're good. Wait, what?
Are they? Are they good? Good.
He's so.
Are we good? Fucking,
he totally.
You see what they did?
Stole my act.
You see
right
what
now.
They did? That fucking bear, the baby bare bones.
Baby bare bones.
That's cultural relativity, dude.
Cultural appropriation, dude.
Is this finals?
This is it. All right. So, which of these A24 films are gonna go against Midsommar? Also A24. It's The Witch versus Hereditary.
The witch.
It's The Witch.
Just like that. Okay. Yep. Let's get on to the final argument then. I mean, unless you guys wanted to talk about it, why The Witch edges out Hereditary.
Because it's better.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, I'll tell you right now.
Every level.
I disagree.
Baby paste.
Again, this goes with me. Baby emotional paste. Wallop. I don't get the emotional wallop of
Ari Aster is an expert on that drama, that family drama.
Absolutely.
And that ugly crying.
It's not ugly crying.
Sobbing and moaning.
Nah.
It's probably some of the best. I think it's the best crying I've ever seen in a film.
The best. It's like about.
Right, but it's all crying. It's like great. You can fucking cry. Grief. It's so hard on everybody.
Poor woman.
Okay.
That poor woman. That poor slut kidnapped herself.
Okay, so this comes down to a question between like for me, like I prefer Ari Aster's stuff because again the emotional wallop of it and like there's he brought pain, like a lot of emotional pain, to the horror genre, which I think is the best. It's
my favorite Dinosaur Jr. song, dude.
It's my favorite.
Is this your argument for Hereditary in the semifinals, or is this the argument that you're making against The Witch for Midsommar? Because you can make literally the same fucking argument.
Same director.
For each, because they're basically the same fucking movie, except one is daytime, one's nighttime.
No, they're not the same movie at all.
You have to be really connected to Hereditary. Also, you have to
think about, like, you're only looking at things from a, like, I don't even know what you're saying, like, themes? Like, okay.
He's not emotionally connected to some of these films. But that's fine, but though.
They're not the same movie. Like, what? The shot composition? No.
But I mean, the argument that you're making, you can literally make. I can hear you literally making the same argument for Midsommar against The Witch.
Because you're dealing with an auteur who has a wheelhouse of stuff he wants to explore over and over again.
So he's a little samey.
No, he's got two movies.
Yeah,
he's
they're a little samey.
Likewise, Scorsese explores a lot of the same themes over.
He's a hack anyway.
No, you know who's a hack? I'm going to tell you who's a fucking hack.
Who?
The guy that did Terrifier? Here we go. Let's hear it.
Damien Leone, dude. No. No, I'll tell you. Who's a Jeremy Gardner? He's a hack.
Oh, fuck.
How about that? And Brie Larson. And also the bitch Brittany Murphy. You know what else the fucking hack? Fucking the guy who did The Lost Boys that you love so much.
Wait, I don't like The Lost Boys.
No, dude, he's on record. The Lost Boys, he said The Lost Boys is the best vampire movie he's ever seen.
I've always said I never liked The Lost Boys.
This is metagaming.
So
you can make the same argument for the same director of two movies he did back to back. Like, no shit.
You're good. When it comes down to it, and he's
going
to...
Let me talk about Robert Eggers.
He's talking about Midsommar.
Let's look at the similarities of The Witch and The Lighthouse. They both, like, have this reliance upon, like, how they talked at the time. And so I love that. Fucking directors.
It's totally different.
Whatever, dude.
Okay, so what's your argument in the finals for Midsommar? Against The Witch.
This is Midsommar versus The Witch.
Is The Witch one?
It's The Witch.
Yeah, it's The Witch.
Okay. All right. So this is it. This is the finals. We got two A24 films. Ari Aster versus Robert Eggers.
Oh, God. That's
what Midsommar I'm saying. Midsommar versus The Witch with two Vs.
My vote's for The Wayward.
The Witch.
It's The Witch. And for the record, again, I prefer Ari Aster's movies to Robert Eggers' movies. But I'm great and cool with The Witch winning. And it's not as messy a film as Midsommar. Midsommar is like...
It's messy.
It's all over the place.
But that's the best possible way. Intentional, though. Like, I don't think that the messiness of Midsommar, or Hereditary for that matter...
Exactly.
...is like... It's supposed to get messy. I hate the kid in fucking Hereditary. I want to blow his brains out from the first scene.
He did a great fucking job.
But like...
It's a fantastic
job.
In Midsommar, I wish Suicide ran in the family.
Tell you is like the... Hereditary is so strong...
That's good.
...that unlike the Babadook, I can overlook the annoying child.
Well, that child wasn't nearly as annoying as in the Babadook.
That's true.
Like, and that kid was younger, so you just wanted to like boot him more.
I have never wanted to kill a child more than in the Babadook. Ever.
I mean, like...
And I have two kids.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to kill them on a daily basis.
What about Phantom Menace? Let's get serious.
Oh, shit. Shit.
Now this is pod racing.
Yeah, dude. Come on, Annie. This is a pork snippet I carved from... What the fuck does he say? He says all sorts of unbelievable shit in there.
You can't do mind tricks on a Tridarian.
Yeah, dude, it's not a...
Have you seen the interviews with that kid today? Lloyd? Like at conventions, he's like fucking hates his life, man.
I bet, dude. Good. He went to jail for a DUI and all that.
Hell, oh, motherfucking man. Yeah. All right, so The Witch.
The final round was so much easier.
Wow. Okay, so where did you think the final film was going to be?
Wait, what?
Where did you think it was going to head to?
I thought it was going
to
be the...
I know, because he messaged me.
I wanted Green Room to go to the end. I wanted The Wailing to go to the end. I'm not surprised it's The Witch, but I am surprised that it's not Annihilation, if that makes sense. Because honestly, like when I was looking at it and I was like thinking of the matchups, I was thinking of how you guys were probably going to vote. And like...
We're just going to bully him along the way. Like, well, annihilation, I mean, annihilation,
largely, I was like, if Green Room.
You mean when you took Terrifier out of the first round? Yeah.
No, got him. More like when we took Mandy out. That shit go. When we took Mandy out.
When you took Mandy out, that's fucked.
That was a calculated.
You think it would have lasted a while, right?
It would. That's the thing. If they're taking it out in the first round, they would have taken it out in the next two rounds anyway.
Did you fill this out before the show for your own guessing? I'm curious to know what you thought was going to win in the end.
I didn't fill it out. But I had a feeling from the get-go that this would be the witch.
Really?
In fact, when this started, I figured it might be. I figured he was going to drive Terrifier all the way.
Yeah.
I just figured he was.
I think when it comes down to these two.
You underestimate how much I love Green Room.
Not everyone will be emotionally invested in any film. You're not somebody who gets emotionally connected to films. So if you have to remove the complete emotional attachment and just judge a film for what it is, I don't think Midsommar could beat something like The Witch, because The Witch has some emotional stuff, but nowhere near as close as Midsommar. So I feel like Midsommar is going to be lost on some audiences.
Absolutely. If you're not looking for that emotional wallop and if your thing isn't about, I mean, you know, the chosen field I work in, it's about trauma and pain and grief and blah, 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 and all that shit. So, you know, this isn't, it's my wheelhouse.
Well, see, a lot of these movies like expect you to have like a lot of empathy for these characters, and I just lack empathy. Period.
Well, it's actually so what I get, honestly, and I don't know if you'd agree, but there is that aspect in the Ari Aster movies. But for me also, it's actually a little bit of sadism, and it's also a little bit of masochism, because it's the, you know, both. He released the Feel Bad Movie of the Year twice, and I'm all about that. Like when they released the poster of Midsommar with the fucking blonde chick crying, I'm like, I love it. Like, I already loved it. This is what kind of fucking marketing is that? You're showing a lady crying. Like, I love it. It's fucking completely.
I love it.
I do. And it's in the middle of summer and everyone's like, oh, you know, let's go outside. I'm like, fuck you. Summer. Fuck you. You should feel like shit. And didn't you like lose somebody? And like, aren't you grieving? And don't you care about anything?
But no. Maybe that's why it doesn't work on me, because the answer is no.
Exactly. We could do a Myers-Briggs thing here, you know?
I'm just like, no, I don't
care. You're an extrovert, sensing type over intuition, thinking over feeling.
Apparently, and judgment over perception. I'm more in the middle, and I can sway back and forth easy.
Full of shit.
That's what the diagnosis is.
All right, well, congratulations to the Vavavitch.
Fucking cut that off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the witch.
Do you want to do your top five? I know you were really aching to do that.
Do you guys want to do that?
Sure.
Do what?
Your top five favorite of the decade.
No,
I do.
Go ahead. Probably do it off the top of your head, right?
Probably.
So yeah, I'm gonna go The Wailing, Green Room, Kill List. Da, 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 da.
This is dumb.
This is hella dumb.
I'm not doing this. Sorry, Rhett can do it.
Well, those are yeah. What are your five, Rhett?
Okay. Well, two Ari Aster movies, Hereditary, Midsommar, in no order. If I had to do an order, Under the Skin is first, believe it or not. Mandy.
What?
And then I would say The Wailing.
Yeah.
The Wailing, okay.
So I'd say Under the Skin, The Wailing, Mandy, Hereditary, and Midsommar.
Yeah.
Fucking epics, bro.
10 Cloverfield Lane. The Wailing.
He just hates 10 Cloverfield Lane.
No, I don't. I didn't. I fucking like the movie. It's like a great Netflix original movie that somehow made it to theaters. It's
Green Room, Kill List.
You hate 10 Cloverfield Lane. Got it.
It's great. It's a great 6.5 out of 10.
You hate
Terrifier.
He hates 10 Cloverfield Lane. That's cool.
6.5 out of 10. Yeah, I don't hate it at all.
He hates it.
You're a 6.5 out of 10.
It's really cute. It's really inventive.
He hates it. That's cool. That's totally cool, though.
No, it's not cool.
He can
fucking dumb.
He can hate whatever he wants. Whatever.
I don't hate it.
He hates it.
I've never seen people defend 10 Cloverfield Lane this much, and I don't think there is anyone on the Western Hemisphere doing this.
We
like
did
you
it.
Guys.
We are.
Yeah, it's weird. At your horror conventions either, I bet I'd go there and be like, hey, 10 Cloverfield Lane. They'll be like, what the fuck? What the fuck are you talking about?
He hates it. That's all there is to it. He hates
Have you been to one of those? Because you know what you won't see? Under the Skin or Mandy.
Good.
No, you're wrong. Mandy, you will.
Will you see Mandy at a
Cheddar Goblin, my dude? Come on.
Cheddar Goblin. Okay.
Yeah. I bought a Mandy shirt at a horror convention.
Yeah. Come on. Don't.
Well,
don't.
Yeah. I mean, they'll.
Matt, don't fuck like that.
They'll see Mandy more than all this merch.
They'll sell to any
at this point.
All right. Well, that's it. That's the top movie of the 2010s for the Who Goes There podcast.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Under the Skin. Good job.
Only opinion that matters.
Fuck yeah. Annihilation. Good job.
Yeah. Go Whaling.
That's your favorite?
Is it my favorite? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, mine would be under the Skin.
And what did
Under the Skin.
What kicked out Annihilation? Where was Annihilation?
The Witch.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's pretty.
That's unfortunate.
I think this bracket made sense towards the end for sure. It's kind of the matchups we kind of imagined.
Yeah, I had envisioned the Witch taking the whole thing.
So did I.
Ultimately,
I thought it was.
I think the only upset to me, not an upset because I think it's great, but I didn't envision the Wailing going quite as far as it did.
I didn't think it was going that far either.
I thought when it came down to the Wailing.
Kill list.
I thought you guys were going to go kill list like easily.
I was shocked. Right.
I didn't know. Look, to be honest with you, I didn't know that the Wailing was that far up in your pantheon.
If you go back and listen to that
episode. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was all over that movie. That movie made me feel all kinds of ways. All kinds. I'm probably going to go home and watch that shit tonight. Right now. It's 2.5 hours long.
Got enough time.
So I got shit else to do. If there are listeners that aren't as well versed with any of these movies, then you've hopefully heard something like Kill List or The Wailing. If you haven't watched those, definitely go watch those.
There you go.
Kill List is the only one I haven't seen. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Get down on it, homie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's important.
And, the fact that these movies are on this list mean they're worthy of watching, with the exception of Lights Out and, maybe Mandy.
Taking of Deborah Logan, The Battery.
Yeah, you could take or leave Mandy, honestly. Yeah.
Or you could take or leave The Taking of Deborah Logan.
Well, hey, that made it farther than Mandy did, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yeah, well, A24 won the top, it swept the top four, didn't it? So
no, it didn't. Wailing did. The Wailing was in the top four.
But like, who is who is he talking to though? Like, he's saying like, A24 swept the top.
This guy.
Oh, you're talking directly to him?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Well, that's it.
He cares more about my feelings for A24 than I do.
He really does.
He does.
It's a good
target.
What are we watching next week?
We have no idea. We haven't talked about it at all.
We don't have an idea. But what?
Can we take a week off?
No.
Never. Yeah, we can.
I don't think we can.
Yes, we can.
We can't. We'll figure that out.
Yeah, let's take a week off, please.
We'll figure that out.
Can we please take a week off? I'm begging you.
We'll figure that out.
I'm begging you.
We'll figure that out.
Oh, Godzilla versus King Kong.
That's it. I'm in.
Okay. Ugh.
I got my tickets booked.
Here we go.
Ugh.
Oh, you're going to the fucking theater. It's open.
They're open.
It can be horrible on the big screen.
Hell yeah.
George, we can go annoy people with our constant talking and laughing.
Hell yeah.
It'd be just like old times.
I love how now that it's like a norm, you guys are cool with the theater.
No,
a few months ago.
I'm still not cool with the theater.
I'm not going to go to the theater. Are you fucking retarded?
Luxury with that 20% seating capacity. It's so nice.
Yeah man. You can't get COVID if no one's in the fucking building.
I went to the theater when it was empty anyways. I don't want to go back to the theater right now. Hydrostatic fog machines to disinfect the seats. I went at like noon on a fucking Tuesday when nobody was at the fucking theater.
Dude.
So fuck with me
on
that.
Lunch break, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I remember.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. 2 hour lunch breaks.
2.5 sometimes, depending on the movie.
It's like, I got to go watch Midsommar on my lunch break. Whoops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, that's it. Episode 300 is in the bag, y'all. Yeah. We're done.
We're done.
How many years is this?
It'll be 8 in June.
It will
June.
Be 8?
It'll be 8 in June.
Jesus Christ.
Hell motherfucking yeah.
Congratulations on 300 episodes.
Thank you, sir.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's more like 325 at this point, but it's fine.
More like 824.
Thanks for helping us out, man.
I am honored.
Thank you. El Jacobo kept it on the rails, thankfully.
Yeah. Check out his podcast, Horror Hijacked. I hope that's the name.
That is the name.
I smoke a lot of weed. And also go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast. We've kept Jacob here for a week. It's expensive feeding him and keeping security to keep his family away. So help us recoup some of those costs by going to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast.
Okay, bye, dummies. we'll see you next week.
Bye, Sophia.
Bye, Sophia.
Don't talk to her. Don't say bye to her.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.